I'm NAF for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. We seem to have escaped the more severe weather here in our immediate area. Immediate meaning the where we sit right now.
Yeah.
And the surrounding 10 feet.
Yeah, anything further north than that.
Yeah, there were some spots out there that had some pretty good storms last night, lightning and some hail, some decent-sized hail, as a matter of fact, around in some areas. But it seemed like, in large measure, the worst of the rain ended up falling to the east of our area. What did I read this morning? Over in the Adel area, they had as much as like 7 inches in an hour.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Don't need that.
No.
I'm sure they didn't either. But, there's still a little bit of volatility around the atmosphere these days. So be aware of those conditions just in case things kind of get nasty. It did, just looking outside last night, didn't look all that great.
Yeah, it looked ominous, yeah.
And fortunately, at least I say, for us where we sit right here, didn't do much to us. Hope you were in the same path last night. 68 degrees outside right now, our temperature. Kendall Warren in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about WNS Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got 3 used electric ranges, have 6 used refrigerators, 1 used gas range, do have a room air conditioner used one, use natural gas direct vent water heater, priced quick sale, several used gas and electric clothes dryers, 3 used built-in dishwashers, all been through the shop and ready to go. Have new dehumidifiers in stock in 50 and 70 pint models. Also a pretty good selections of room air conditioners and several sizes to choose from. Water heaters, gas and electric, we deliver, install, the whole little heater away, and of course take care of the service later if it's needed. And these are made in the USA. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amman, LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. I was reading this news release, and the headline got me. So, it's one of those things, sometimes you read that, and that's what headlines are for, to lead you into the story. But I read the headline and thought, okay, I'll bite. I have to read the rest now. So I'm just going to tell you up front, feel free to chuckle along if you'd like. But remember, there were people affected by this, too, so... And it's hard to believe, but the headline read, Iowa judge orders New York company to pay $200,000 for helping fraudulent European psychics dupe elderly Iowans. Doesn't that sound like something out of the Weekly World News?
It does.
Or the Inquirer or something like that. But that's an actual headline that came from a press release from the Iowa Attorney General's office. It says a New York City company has paid $200,000 to the Consumer Protection Division for refunds to Iowans who were targeted by European psychic mail campaigns that the company helped to orchestrate. Do I go on? It says $200,000. The judge ordered $200,000 had to be paid into that fund, and then they must permanently halt all such mailings to Iowans. And the company was called Faircom. And Faircom was ordered to ensure that no one else uses the Iowa mailing lists. Oh, boy. Each highly personalized mailing promised that for a fee of between about $20 to $35, that the psychics would miraculously deliver health, wealth, and happiness. The European psychics included, here are their names, are you ready for this? Stella Angelstone, clairvoyant and medium. Chris, master and mentor in clairvoyance. Not this Chris.
Yeah, not me.
And Angela Moya, great protective high priestess. Oh, hey, that's the one you use, isn't it, Kendall?
Yeah.
It says, as one example of the mailings that were used to cheat elderly Iowans, the Attorney General's office pointed to a personalized 2014 solicitation letter from Stella Angelstone. The mailing features an image that purported to be of Angelstone, but was a commercially available generic stock photo. Kind of like the getting that buying that new wallet And you open it up only to find some pictures in there already, just those stock photos. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, is that your wife? She's a lovely woman. No, that's the girl who came with the wallet. It says in the letter, Angel Stone, a supposed European psychic, addressed the Iowan by her first name and claimed to have had a vision in which the woman could be seen winning at least $54 million on a particular date. October 11th of 2014
at
was
least,
the date.
Huh?
Yeah, at least. But the victim was asked to pay for certain rituals that would have to be carried out to make that vision come true. Even God doesn't make promises like that.
No.
The British company that used the Angel Stone persona to bilk people here in the U.S., SMCS, relied on Faircom's New York staff. It was a company out of Europe. They were using a New York company to help facilitate the mailings and things. They were... So that's kind of how that worked. But this Faircom group out of New York, they were the ones that were to examine each mailing and then coordinate the layout, printing, and distribution of the fraudulent mailings. Faircom also would arrange for checks to be collected at a return address here in the U.S., and then the funds were forwarded on to Europe. Now, as an illustration of the sort of vulnerability exhibited by people who are victimized by such schemes, the Attorney General's office says that they obtained a copy of a handwritten response that was sent back to Stella Angelstone by one of the victims. An Angelstone mailing had asked him for $29, and in return for which Angelstone would protect him from a horrible clairvoyant, is there any other kind, who had been raiding his luck and ruining his life. The man acknowledged to Angelstone that his luck had indeed been bad of late, and he asked for her protection because he was being taken advantage of for his money. So the Attorney General's office just is obviously asking those behind the Stella Angelstone scheme for protection from financial predators is kind of ironic in the worst way.
Because they're the ones.
Isn't that how the mob used to work in New York? Well, used to. Isn't that how the mob works in New York City?
Yeah.
Protection money? It says fraudulent operators in Switzerland, France, and the United Kingdom needed a U.S.-based accomplice to get these scam mailings distributed to older Iowans and other Americans, and that's what Faircom did for them. And they say the case shows that a company can't knowingly profit by helping a predatory scheme claim its victims and expect to get away with it. Isn't that crazy? The Attorney General's office actually learned of Faircom's role as the facilitator of the psychic scams last year, when an eastern Iowa woman discovered that her 91-year-old mother was going broke sending checks to self-styled psychics and prize promoters. The Attorney General's office says information provided by just that one victim was instrumental in shutting down numerous psychic and prize schemes, halting much of the fraudulent mail that was coming to Iowans, especially older Iowans. Now, while it's not clear how many of Faircom's mailings were sent to Iowans, the company acknowledged that it facilitated hundreds of thousands of mailings nationwide that likely resulted in millions of dollars in losses. It's really a sad story.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe that people will be duped by these types of schemes. You know,
it's a sad pocket of our world, you know. You want to be a trusting person by nature, if you're a good person.
Well, and Iowans especially, we tend to trust folks. I mean, you knock on the door and ask for help, we're likely to say, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in New York City, you do that, and they slam the door in your face, and you might break your nose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how fast that happens. So it's just so that's what people try to play on that. But, yeah, it's hard to believe, but it does happen, and we chuckle about it. But it's serious to those who end up going through those types of things. Now, they did offer some tips for consumers, of course, and that would include anyone offering to use psychic powers to make you wealthy or improve your life for a fee. They're just trying to scam you, so don't be fooled by that.
Because if they were really good at it, they would have done it for themselves and not had to worry about you giving them any money, right?
Yeah, you know, there you go. Letters from strangers that list your first name and claim a personal interest in your life are often mass-mailed to tens of thousands to see who will respond by sending a check. So don't be fooled. That's the classic email phishing-type scam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, throw the hook in the water and see what bites.
Yeah.
If you throw out enough hooks, you get some
it's
bites.
It's a percentage game.
It's just, you know, it's amazing. Sometimes you live in your own little world, and you just kind of forget how big the world is, how big the country is, how big the state is, you know, how many people there are out there. Well, that's why things like this are successful. I mean, we've all seen legitimate products advertised on late-night television, and you may scratch your head and think, really? I mean, it seems so simple. Why didn't I think of that? How could they possibly sell this? How is it possible that they could make enough money to pay for all this television advertising time? It's a large, large country. It's amazing how many people. I mean, you just have to get a small percentage of them to respond, and it's well worth your while. And that's what these folks do. Also, if an older Iowan sends money in response to a fraudulent mailing, he or she may be targeted by a host of other scammers. They tend to run in packs, developing into a feeding frenzy that can bleed the victim's bank account. So be aware that this can happen, especially to older relatives, neighbors, or friends. And if you do see or hear of anything like this, they do ask that you report those types of incidents to the Consumer Protection Division. As we outlined earlier, one case of a woman in eastern Iowa getting bilked by something like this led to all kinds of immediate action and follow-up, and that got them right back to that Faircom company so that they could take care of that business. So it doesn't take very long if they get it, the information, if someone reports an issue. And I know those are difficult to report sometimes, because sometimes people all of a sudden slap themselves in the forehead and think, gee, what was I thinking? And then they're a little bit embarrassed, and they really don't want to follow through. But, you know, we all make mistakes in life. We all sometimes do things we regret. But on the other side, if you can help somebody else out, remember what we said up front? We're Iowans. We tend to want to help other people. We tend to be pretty trusting. So I guess in that vein, if something like that should ever happen to you, instead of just slapping yourself on the head and saying, how in the world did I do that? You know, make that phone call, and maybe you'll be helping out lots of other people too by not getting scammed. On a different note, I just got handed a note here this morning. We just got a phone call. They say that there's no summer recreation tennis lessons in Audubon this morning. So for folks who have children in the summer recreation tennis program in Audubon today, no lessons for today in that area. Let me think. I have a little bit of psychic power. It seems to me that Kendall Warren is in the neighborhood. Oh, there he is. Hey, look at that. It worked for me. Kendall, tell us more about WNS.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I got freezers chest and upright from Firethune, including 22 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. We offer Whirlpool Amana and Frigidaire. Dishwashers built in and convertible portable by Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Very good selections of refrigerators in stock of various brands, models, and sizes. And of course, as usual, top trade ins on any clean used working refrigerator at WNS Appliance. Washers and dryers, top load and front load. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, LG. Tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, they have 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Speed Queens introduced some new models, a little more sophisticated, and they've increased that warranty from 3 to 5 years. And again, that's a complete warranty. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You ever notice psychics are always named something like Stella Angelstone instead of, like, you know, Ed Smith? Well, maybe that should be a hint, too.
It could be.
All right. Very good. Well, hey, you go make it a great day, and God bless America.